Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was bag shamed at the airport over the weekend.
Because you had bad bags? You had too many bags? It was too heavy?
So years ago, our great friends at San Diego County Credit Union gave us these, because their color is teal, right? Mm-hmm. They gave us these great teal Samsonite walk-on bags.
They're just carry-ons, yeah.
Great carry-on bags. And I've been using them apparently very much.
Mine finally gave out. I used it so much it gave out.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
So my bag's going through security, and all of a sudden, they call somebody over. I'm like, uh-oh, you know. Mm-hmm.
What'd I forget?
I know I've got nothing in there, but still, when they call somebody over, you're like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And they're kind of commiserating between the two of them, and all of a sudden, the young lady looks at me, like, almost kind of embarrassed for me, and says, I'm going to need you to fill out this form that indicates that we didn't do this to your bag.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Apparently my bag is so crappy now and so beat up that the airline is afraid that I'm going to come at them and say, what did you do to my bag?
Oh, it was all busted.
So, I mean, it's not busted. It's just, let's just say, well used. My girlfriend Sam actually joined in the bag shaming, snapped some shots of it because she's insistent I buy a new bag. Here, take a look. I mean, I don't see anything wrong
with
it.
Well, it does look like it kind of rolled down the highway for a little bit.
Rolled down the highway or was dragged behind a car.
Oh, and it's peeling and coming apart in the back.
It's fine.
Yeah, no, that's nasty.
It's a bag. What do you mean nasty?
It looks nasty. It looks like it's just going to finally split open, and it's peeling apart, John.
Well, I said to the TSA.
I mean, look at that. That's going to catch on something.
Okay. I said to the TSA, are you bag shaming me? And she actually started laughing and said, yes, I guess I am bag shaming you.
Good, yeah.
They even put a tag on it that said damaged.
I mean, it looks like, honest to God, it looks like it was in a flood, and then you tied it to the back of your car and dragged it to the airport. That's exactly what it looks like, John.
Well,
you got to post this so people can see it.
I guess it's time for a new suitcase.
Yes,
by
is.
The way, SDCC, you gave us those bags years ago.
Oh, my God. It was way years ago.
Double
because
digits.
Before we were even in this building.
Yeah, double digit years ago. So congratulations. You had a very durable, in my case, not so attractive suitcase. Although, is that really my fault, or is that the fault of the airlines over the years?
No, it's not the fault of the airlines. It's not their fault.
I mean, if they placed it nicely, it wouldn't look like that, right? They're probably throwing it around back there.
Like they do all the time with the thousands of pieces of luggage that they deal with every day.
Yeah,
no, this is called, 14 years, 13 years of being used a lot.
A lot.
It was used and put away wet.
Yes.
That's exactly what it looks like.
I've been bad. Poor bag. Poor suitcase.
Bye-bye, suitcase.
I guess it is time.
Bye-bye.
I'll post a picture on our socials so you too can bag shame me. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.